So if you count this time just before Shavuos, I suppose it's fitting we should say just a few words about Matan Torah. And something you can take home with you and discuss with your rabbeim. And we all know that when Klal Yisroel was standing around Har Sinai, they all declared, when Hashem Yisroel asked them whether they're willing to accept the Torah, they all said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma means going into it blindfolded. Na'aseh v'nishma means we'll do whatever you say. And then we'll hear what you want from us. Which is a dangerous thing to do. And more than dangerous, it makes us think, is it really an honest thing to do? I mean, what would be if Hashem will give you something you'll think it's too difficult? For instance, I don't know where to start, but something which I would say is a common denominator all through Klal Yisroel today. Let's say Lashon Hara. It says in the Torah you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. Now let me think. It says in the that Hashem is Yisbarach offered the Torah to the nations, whatever that means, to the Sorim and all the Rebbeinu Shlomo looked and understood the characteristics of each nation. But he offered it to them, and each one said, what's written in the Torah? They went to it a bit more cautiously, right? Say, what Marksibbo? And in each nation he answered on their one of their weakest points. To each one he said, it says Lo Sigzrael, he said, you're not out of stealing. What do you mean my whole livelihood is stealing? I can't manage without stealing. So they said, we can't keep the Torah. And that's very honest. And to Edom he said, it says Lo Sigzach in the Torah. And Edom says, what do you mean Archava Chotichia? I'm not allowed to make any more wars, I'm not allowed to fight, kill people. And he didn't accept the Torah. So Klal Yisroel went ahead with great courage and said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Okay. Let's ask the other way around. If Klal Yisroel would have asked the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Marksiv bo, and he would answer, he would take our weak point. He would say, well, my Torah says, Lo Yisroel Chochu Bamecho. Now, where's the honest Jew who would say, we'll take it with pleasure? If we think whether we can do it, very likely we'll say we can't. We'd be honest. So what do we gain by saying Na'aseh v'nishma? We stuck our head in the sand and said Na'aseh v'nishma, said whatever you say, and then we came out and we found them love, and we're not managing. It sounds like it never crosses a question, but what's the answer? Na'aseh v'nishma is we have to understand, was a very honest approach. When they said Na'aseh v'nishma, they really meant it. And whatever Hashem is Yisbarach will tell us to do, we'll do. But what's the logic behind it? The logic is very simple. Hashem Yisbarach is giving us the Torah. Hashem Yisbarach knows our weaknesses and He knows our strengths and He knows our capabilities and He knows our limitations. He knows everything about us. Together with the Torah, if Hashem is giving us the Torah, He's giving us together the Torah, the ability to fulfill every mitzvah. If you want it, I'm giving you not just the mitzvah, I'm giving you the koichos, I'm giving you the tools that you need to keep the mitzvah. So it's true, if we would assess ourselves before Matan Torah, we wouldn't be able to keep Shabbos. We wouldn't be able to accept Shabbos because I wouldn't feel that I could ever live a life like that. But if you want Shabbos and you're accepting it from Hashem, Hashem says, I'll give you the tools for it. I'll give you all the koichos you need for it. And Klal Yisroel at that moment knew and understood that's what it is, what's going to happen. We can accept whatever Hashem Yisbarach wants to give us, because we know we can't assess it now at all by looking at our capabilities, because it's nothing to do with our capabilities. If Hashem will give us the Torah, He'll give us the tools to be able to keep the Torah. He'll give us all the strength that we need to keep the Torah. So if we can't manage, that means we haven't accepted it yet. I don't know if you understand that. Maybe you want to hear that from your Rebbe a bit clearer afterwards. But if we are Mekabel, if we really would be Mekabel, the love of Lezeh L'chochel Bamecha, we'd be able to do it. What's really missing is that honest, not just acceptance. That Kabbalah doesn't just mean to accept. It means to take upon yourself to commit. And it will be an honest commitment, and we'll be able to do it. Hashem will give us the kreichos to do it. That's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is a mitzvah from Hashem with all the tools you need in order to perform it. So that's, I think, a very special exercise before Shavuos, to see what you can accept. You can't make any conditions anymore, because we've already accepted it. But you have to know what's the difficulties. If we can't do something because we haven't accepted it, sit down and earnestly think, what should I accept for Shavuos, which I haven't kept up to now, because I thought it was too difficult. Then if you commit yourself, say, Hashem, this is what I'm going to do, and I want you to help me, because I want to fulfill your whatever you want from me. That's Na'aseh V'Nishma. Na'aseh V'Nishma is not just a commitment, it's also a tefillah, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me. We want to accept, we want to know, we want to understand. And Hashem is not going to help us. You look to me like a group of Talmidim Baruch Hashem who have a great future in front of you. Because in this day and age, I don't claim to be a great face reader, be able to understand what people's faces. And all I can see in front of me is faces. But I can see, together with the faces, I can see an attitude. So it seems to me the attitude is there. We want to go. If you want to go, you can. There's no limit to when you should do the kairos. And you should be able to be successful everything. You're a babe and the whole mindset. I have to visit it once. I don't know anything about Woodwin. But you should go to Nachas to Hashem and go off and Nachas to your parents and Nachas to class.
Amen.
Call.